Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm B.
We have a special guest, B.
Hey.
Say hello, jackass.
Hello, jackass. Say it louder so that you can hear. You're across
the
room.
Hello, jackass.
There you go.
And we also have Leia here. Say hello, dummy.
Hello, dummy.
Yeah.
The Elimination Chamber. Is in the books.
That's it, Leia. Make noise on the ground. There you go. Get your claws all over the floor.
There we go. All right.
I see.
Leia now has gone to sleep, which is what I would like to do after being up for now since 5 a.m. watching.
Yeah, you're dedicated. You got up to watch the gold medal hockey game.
Canada's continuation of dominance in world hockey. But
would you rather talk that than the Elimination Chamber?
Well, it wasn't a bad chamber.
But it definitely wasn't.
I mean, we talked about what we thought would happen. They did the John Cena Wyatt deal in the main event. They gave Christian a lot of offense, which was unexpected. Daniel Bryan got fucked by Kane in the ass, which we thought would only going to happen in the Darren Young match. But it seems now that in some form you've got this Daniel Bryan Kane thing happening.
Hold on, I'm still curious.
Why is it so funny that Christian got more offense in?
No, it's silly.
We know. B, leave it alone. We're moving on.
What did I say, B?
No, leave it alone. All right, let's go through from the beginning.
Okay.
Pre-show, I had to go off. I had to fire Russo.
You did.
And let me tell you, it felt like I was giving birth.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
You look 10 pounds lighter.
Thanks. It's water weight.
440.
They say, it's water weight.
Oh, I thought you were on a seafood diet.
Seafood and I eat it.
You ate everything you saw. pre-show, we had
to... He served you well.
That was Jesse Ventura.
Was that Jesse Ventura?
Gorilla Monsoon, a wrestler.
Well, it doesn't matter. They both served you well. And they were talking
about Wild Red Berry.
There you go.
The name out of the past. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so we had the pre-show match where you had Ryback Axel accompanied to the ring by the Axe, Larry Henning.
Fuck!
Who said fuck after they lost against the Rhodes brothers, who did not come with Dusty Rhodes, which is what I was kind of hoping that Dusty and the Axe would have,
Dusty's also been known to say fuck.
He has a double axe handle, bionic elbow war. Yeah,
yeah,
it would have been awesome.
Yeah.
And, that's true.
That was very audible, but you have to speak up.
And
say you have to be loud for the microphone.
Okay.
Or you know what? It's okay.
Yeah, just so you can come over here too.
If you want to.
The Americana Butcher Shop. You can beat our prices, but you sure can't beat our meat.
No, that's right. Thank you for choosing pay per view.
You're welcome.
So anyways, all right, so how was the match? Seemed like it was all right.
It was an okay match, yeah. Larry, the Rhodes brothers won, and we move on to the PPV, which had the opening contest of Big E Langston.
No, Big E.
Langston.
No, just Big E. They dropped the Langston. He no longer is Langston.
Langston.
Against Jank Swagger.
Swagger. With Zeb Coulter.
Who came out cutting a very awkward promo.
Coulter.
But it didn't matter because the crowd was way behind Swagger.
Yeah.
We the people.
Big We the People chant. Well, are you going to confirm your order for the replay of Elimination Chamber?
No.
Oh.
Let's pick a different channel so we don't get that happening. Not that I'm worried about it, but still.
No.
Devil's the advocate.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
But yes, yeah, so the Big E won with the big ending. Okay, Big E won with the big ending and retained the World Wrestling Entertainment Intercontinental Championship title.
Crowd wants the We the People gimmick to turn babyface, and they're way behind Swagger. This was a surprisingly good match. Langston is athletic. He's has good charisma. He's always in good positioning. And
don't forget, he has titties.
He gets led well. Like Jack Swagger, this is a good match, much better than I expected. Like 3.25 stars, probably at least, maybe 3.5. Nice, very physical. Swagger's very physical. That actually helped.
Yeah, he is.
Swagger actually, he was him as the veteran hand, leading the younger, somewhat green guy through, carrying him and putting him over to a good match and making him look strong.
Langston's green now?
Part of his tights is. So it was a good job by Swagger. I think what Swagger did here is you know, it looked good. And so it made Big E look good, and it was a good match. Surprised me.
Yeah, it was above average match, I thought, for sure. What do we move on to? The New Age Outlaws against the Usos for the Tag Team Championships, and Billy Gunn holds on to the... Sorry, it was what?
That was stupid.
The tag match?
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad. It was all right.
Well...
It was all right. I mean, it wasn't as good as the first match. And the problem with the match is nobody wants to... The crowd doesn't want to boo the New Age Outlaws, but they're the heels.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to boo them, though.
The best match on the card was the triple match.
Yeah, the six-man. We'll get there. Give us, be patient, B.
Sorry.
Hold your motherfucking horses.
Okay. No, don't do that at my house.
Oh, yeah, get your hand in there.
Okay.
Then we add.
But, anyways, the New Age Outlaws, they held on.
To the tights.
Through holding onto the tights, they rolled up the Usos, setting up probably, I would suggest, probably a four way, probably them and the Rhodes Brothers, who got the win in the opener there.
And the Real Americans or something, yeah.
Yeah, probably in the Real Americans or something like that. Probably at WrestleMania. So.
Yeah.
I mean, the Outlaws, they'll hold the titles into Mania and then lose it here. Probably to the Usos.
Yeah. What was next there? We had...
This is where we had Titus O'Neil with God new music.
Titius, yeah.
Thank God he got new music that suits him. Against Darren Young in a flag match.
Yes.
Wasn't this a flag match?
Well, I don't know if it was a flag match, but Darren Young, he was a flag it.
Yeah, he's a very proud individual, that Darren Young, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. A lot of pride.
Well,
This showed through in the match.
Well, but Darren Young, it showed through as well as his. You could really tell that he's been influenced by a lot of different styles, and he's been a fan for a long time because, a lot of Shawn Michaels moves, which makes sense because going in the mid 90s, Vince always used to say Shawn Michaels was the most flamboyant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and he tried. Didn't he have a new finisher? I understand he's been working on.
Oh, the duck under go behind. Yeah. You know, Darren Young's first ever wrestling magazine was Shawn Michaels' Playgirl.
But he lost the match.
Titus won.
Yeah,
and that's the right move. I mean, Titus is the guy that they're going to be pushing, and Darren will, you know, kind of fizzle out and be the kind of
guy that they're not pushing.
Yeah, the
he's destined to be Zack Ryder.
Zack Ryder will probably team with Zack Ryder or someone that'll end up being back on a lower level team. Maybe go back to NXT and get a tag partner and do something that way, you know. But. That's really where Darren Young's.
You think somebody's going to want to tag team him?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you could do. Orlando Jordan, maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, you could just.
Norman Smiley.
Norman Smiley with the big wiggle.
Yeah, I can see that.
I tell you, fag team action hot and heavy here in the World Wrestling Federation.
Flag team action.
Oh yeah, that's what I said. Yep.
Flag team.
So then we had. Do we have the women's match next?
No, we had. This is next one's a six man.
The match of the night.
Yeah, the real main event. It went on the air at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
You know, 7 o'clock our time. 1 hour into the pay-per-view, the main event hit the air.
7:01, this is awesome chance began.
Yes, exactly. Like, they hadn't even touched. Just the idea of them touching. Like, say, if you have somebody who's really well pushed and people see as being, you know, legitimate, and you have somebody else who's really well pushed and people see as being legitimate,
mm-hmm.
and they haven't really faced, and they're about to,
yeah.
the anticipation, people actually will give a fuck. Learn a lesson, WWE, because usually, let's face it, even Stephen Booking. This is the argument that even Stephen Booking should never happen.
That's why Mel Phillips wasn't even given an interview with the Chuck E. Cheese. Just the idea of them touching. But what do you think of this match, B?
It's the top of the card.
Yeah, I know. The best match of the night, for sure.
Yeah.
Very good storytelling in the match.
Yeah, the story was awesome.
Everybody looked good.
Yeah, Rollins. Yeah.
Like, even Eric Rowan, who's, you know, also, he's you know, he's improving, but he's, you know.
He wears green.
Yeah, he wears green for a reason. Even he looked good. Like, he was, everybody was allowed to look good. I mean, there was a move where Luke Harper did a tope dive through the ropes. It was incredible.
Yeah.
There was a move where there was, like, a off the top rope somersault kind of move that that Rollins did, landing on his feet, that was just amazing.
And that's what woke up the crowd, really. I mean, the crowd was into it, then they kind of died back down. But that was the part where the crowd, they picked the crowd back up, and they didn't let go of the crowd until the match was over at that point. And Seth Rollins got that going with that flippity off the back.
It was just tremendous.
He went through the Spanish announce table on behalf of the two big
Harper and Rollins. Yeah, just an awesome, like, double chokeslam where he just got great height.
And Bray Wyatt and Dean Ambrose brawled into the crowd, and then all of a sudden Bray come back. Ambrose didn't. We never found out what happened to Ambrose. So the story was, where is Ambrose? Something happened to him, obviously. They didn't play into it too much and go, where is he?
But they probably will on Raw. It's kind of what they've set up.
And Roman Reigns,
is that he just abandoned them. Like, he didn't. Like, the one guy got hurt. Roman Reigns is left 3-on-1, fought valiantly, but could not overcome the numbers.
Yeah.
The Shield finally had the numbers go against them instead of the other way around. And did Ambrose just fuck off because out of jealousy or fear? Or where is he? Because he's the real deal, right?
Did he take a powder? Exactly.
Yeah. So that'll be the storyline that allows
him. Leave.
Probably leading to whatever they do at Mania with the three of them.
Yeah, did he leave his team hanging, basically, right?
Yeah.
So... that'll be
great storytelling and tremendous match. Probably 4 stars.
Yeah.
Yep. 4-star match. Yeah. Very good. Then you had your second piss break.
Right. TheBomb.com.
Cameron. I think her name is Cameron.
Her name is Cameron, and on TV, yes, on this TV show.
On this TV show, her name is Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
On this TV show.
Yeah.
So she faced AJ Lee
for the tag title, and. The story ended up being Snuka's daughter there, Tamina, speaking of not touching, but Snuka's daughter, she went to kick Cameron.
Cameron moved, and she nailed AJ Lee, knocked her completely out, just knocked her like head over heels outside the ring. Then she, Cameron rolls AJ back in the ring, is about to win the title, and... You know,
she put the leg
Tamina,
on the rope.
Tamina just basically just, yeah, just
pulled her out
and attacked her, and the referee had to call. Yeah, after. Yeah.
Pulled her out, the ref went, "What are you doing? What the fuck?"
Then she attacked her.
And then she attacked her, and then finally the ref's like, "Okay, fuck, it's a DQ."
Yeah.
Exactly. And then so AJ retains the belt 252 days. They're talking about how she's the longest reigning. She's talking about how she's the longest reigning women's champion of all the times. And we'll see what happens with that. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe Naomi is she did make mention of Naomi having her face broken. So maybe Naomi is able to come back in
time
for WrestleMania.
If she isn't, then you've left the other girl as not having actually lost, like, clean. So you could have Cameron again. They could set up the rematch. They could set up something. Because, I mean, AJ was kind of looking at Tamina like, "You fucking bitch." Right? And then kind of setting up the something between AJ and Tamina. Who knows if they need to go in that direction?
They don't.
But, no, I agree. But, I mean, yeah.
When you say who knows, I do. They don't.
Well, they don't. But this match was not good. The crowd was not into it. A few CM Punk chants. But that's about it. I mean, really, it came down to, I mean, Cameron, not good enough when she gets in a singles match. Better, and she can be hit in the tag matches.
I see.
This is. I mean, she looks hot as hell, but this really is, to me, is where WWE's strategy of finding somebody who has a little bit of athleticism and a model look, and that they think they can train them to just be wrestlers instead of finding wrestlers.
Yeah.
This is like the evidence that that strategy doesn't work.
All I know is that this match was no Alicia Fox versus Melina.
No, she was hoping. She was hoping to have that match, to have a match at that level, and Steve Austin was cheering for her, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
But, yeah.
What do you think, B?
Well, I thought that This is louder. What's gonna happen is Snuka's daughter is gonna fight AJ.
You think that's gonna happen, AJ Lee?
Yeah. They've set it up so they could go in that direction. Like I say, and the point being that it's hey, you know, you kicked me, and it's like, well, no, I saved you, but you don't know it yet.
Yeah,
it's Shawn Michaels and Diesel. Yeah, it's a Shawn Michaels
Diesel type thing. When Diesel was the bodyguard of Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, yeah, so that's the type of deal that could go in that direction.
Only not as good.
Yeah, not yeah. Except for nobody will give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of nobody giving a fuck.
Yeah, no
Alberto
shit.
Alberto Del Rio fought Batista.
Yeah. Wow.
That was just a bad match.
This was awful. I don't know what's the worst match of the night. If it's this or...
It was the women's match.
Or the women's match.
It was the women's match.
It probably was the women's match. This was pretty close, though.
Well, like, this had what this had at the women's match, I mean, this entertained me because the crowd was chanting for CM Punk and Daniel Bryan and Y2J and We Want Lesnar. And
his new nickname is Boo-Tista for a reason.
Oh, yeah, they went Boo-Tista. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I thought was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bad match. Obviously, I've never seen a guy come back right after being gone, and immediately crowd just goes, we don't want you.
Yeah.
Like, who was a star? Like, I've never seen this before.
No.
Like, from night two on, basically. First night he came back, big reaction on Raw that night. And from, like, the second time on, we've seen him, the crowd's just said no. And it's because the crowd picked somebody else, like you said, right?
Yeah, the crowd has picked Daniel Bryan, and Batista's not Daniel Bryan, and he's the corporate choice, and Daniel Bryan's the fan's choice. And so, you know, it's just a natural backlash. It's situational, and I don't know that it's necessarily, like you said, if Batista come back as a babyface and was fighting, let's say, Sheamus, who's a heel, or, says, you know, yeah, Sheamus.
Big Show or someone like that, right?
Yeah, someone like that. Someone totally different out of this mix. Then I don't know you have this backlash.
Daniel Bryan's getting the title shot, and Batista as a babyface versus, you know, another heel. I think he's probably getting a strong reaction.
I just hope they don't do what they did with The Rock and Austin and all that. They have the corporation.
No, they're not. Well, they sort of have set that up, but they're not really pulling the trigger on it. Like, it's tough to. I mean, Triple H and Stefani and the Authority. They set them up as being the heels behind this all, but we're not seeing it still.
Yeah.
Like, now they kind of, like, I don't know what's going on there. Like, it kind of depends if CM Punk is coming back, then Triple H has his opponent. Makes me think the fact that they haven't had to do anything with him for the last several weeks, that they're sure he's coming back.
Yeah. And the fact that they did the Kane-Daniel Bryan thing, which is just...
Yeah, because it really set that up as a
mind-boggling to me.
It was a WrestleMania match. Well, I know they're a team for a long time, and they never had the blow-off thing, but nobody wants it. Like, it's not what the crowd wants.
No.
But we'll get there again. So, I mean, yeah, it's a...
Batista gets this massive boo reaction. He, of course, at the end, again, says, deal with it.
Exactly what he said.
Yeah.
And we are.
It's just... Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, and the story of the match was Del Rio came out acting like he was hurt from the attacks earlier. You know, and then he used the crutches that he had to beat down the hell out of Batista, and Batista's the valiant baby face came back, fought through it, except for the Batista had been the heel in his actions, and more than Del Rio in the weeks leading up to it, partially also.
Yeah.
Plus, people just don't want Batista in that spot, so he's getting booed regardless. But the other thing is he looks as old as he is. I mean, he's in his mid-40s. and he's been gone for a few years.
He
looks every day. Like, he's come back and physically has, I mean, he's still in great shape. He's still got the highest quality steroids in the world.
Yeah.
But he, or allegedly.
Allegedly.
I'm alleging. Allegedly. Yeah. But the point is that as great as he looks at that age, he's a step or two behind what he was when he left.
Yeah.
And he's not going to recover it at his age after being gone this long.
No.
But he's just not. And so he gets blown up like 6 minutes into a match. I mean, Big E got blown up, but not as bad as this.
Thanks.
And we saw him get blown up at Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, I'm not...
I mean, well, you just look at Dave, and I mean, he's so old.
Yeah, I mean,
his
look head.
At him. I mean,
his head, like...
His head, it's old. I mean,
well, it has, like, those wrinkles, you said, like
George Steele, because yeah. He's so old.
I know. HD is just not his friend.
No, I know, but I know that there's been talk about sort of now that he's been gone so long, and now HD has really taken over. And I saw this interview with him, and he's very well aware of it because he said at one point that he, in an interview, that he said HD is not a friend of mine.
Yeah. So, anyways, now you got to your actual main event. I don't know, like you say, Seth.
And think of what is Batista's nickname?
Blue Batista.
No, what do they call him?
The Animal.
The Animal. How did Del Rio lose the match? Hit his head on an exposed turnbuckle.
Exposed turnbuckle, you're right.
The Animal ripped off the turnbuckle.
It's true, actually. It's damn true. Speaking of another guy who looks old. But anyways, so... You get to the main event. Sheamus and Cesaro start the match.
Yep.
All six guys get in the Daniel Bryan is out third. Then.
But the entrances made no sense to me. Even I was just Randy Orton was the third guy that came out, and it was like totally nonsensical to me.
Well, it's because the last guy, the fourth guy to enter is the fourth guy in the pot. So then you know who's starting off the match. So anticipation is. Will Daniel Bryan get screwed or not, being one of the final two?
I know, but you have the champion. When you have the champion, you could still, I guess, you couldn't have
you
done
couldn't,
that.
You couldn't have let him enter last, because then he would have had to be in the match.
They didn't sell that story, though, at all.
No, that's true, they didn't. But either way...
you made it up in your head.
Daniel Bryan
because
was out,
it's good
was out
booking.
Third, and then Christian was out.
Yeah, and then a Muslim, right?
And then what?
A Muslim.
And then after that?
A Jew.
Hmm. Yeah, that's right. Randy Orton was out at six.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Goldberg was in the match, huh? Hassan.
Muhammad Hassan.
Hassan, yeah. That would have been a great chamber.
They tell you Winter Olympic speed skater for Russia, Zhukov.
Hmm.
No relation to Boris.
Hmm. That's good,
unfortunately. Well, it's good, because if it was related to Boris Zhukov, he wouldn't have been able to find a speed skating helmet that would be able to fit his head.
Hmm. Also, because he's from Russia, no relation to Darren Young.
No.
They don't have any Darren Youngs in their country.
They definitely do not, even though their premier is named Putin.
You see this new thing that's up there? It's real. It's
scam real.
It's if you take a crap in your toilet, it's called poopery, and then the ad actually says shitting pretty, and it's to get rid of the smell. The poopery, shitting pretty. It's pretty awesome.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it like the ShamWell guy that does it?
Yeah. Except for they don't say shitting pretty, because it's, well, they do, it's on the internet. Anyways, poopery, shitting pretty.
The internet on
use it, everybody,
now.
If you have to fire Russo. Now, the point being...
So we had Cesaro and Sheamus out, and then Daniel Bryan. No, then Daniel Bryan come out third. And then John Cena. No, Christian. And then John Cena. And then finally Randy Orton was the last to enter.
Yeah.
No eliminations until all the guys were in. No eliminations for quite a while. They said, Sheamus lasted like 26
John,
or 29 minutes.
I mean, I was curious about Christian to see where he was. And then you got Christian. Like, Christian had one of the few guys who had a backstage promo.
Yeah, other than Santino with that stupid
Well, they had the
Lego
one skit,
thing.
The Lego thing. Christian got a promo. Daniel Bryan got a promo, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, there wasn't a lot of backstage stuff happening, actually. We forgot to mention the one thing that kept on bringing down the show, that probably hurt it the most, was the, I believe, four appearances of Bad News Barrett banging his gavel and telling us the bad news. And just, like, the first time you're like, all right, that's fine. It sucks, but it's like 2-3 minutes. The second time you're like, what, God, again? Third time you want to kill yourself. Fourth time I almost did. Like,
yeah, and the only and the hydraulic thing he only worked after the first time, and it was a new deal. And then the other three times didn't, of course, and or four or whatever it was. He did a thing about a Hogan, so a thing awful. About the Olympics, a thing about the women's match, and then a thing about the network. I think, but
yeah,
it was dumb, horrible, stupid, ridiculous horse shit. I mean, they did it after the Big E match. We said, oh, maybe they're going to have the Mania match. But then he did it again.
But he's just like, yeah, he did it so many times.
He's just doing it. They have no plan for him.
He did a thing to Daniel Bryan and whatever. It's just, yeah, exactly. He's just
somebody on the creative team thinks it's funny and, well, he's out there.
I wonder who, pal. Yeah, so it's terrible. It really hurt the pay-per-view because it just started to drag down the action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I know we're not getting this backstage shit, but
Shitty
match, a shitty thing. So,
yeah.
But anyways, yeah. So I mean,
Chamber was really good.
Chamber was good. Yeah, it was 3 3/4 probably. Christian, like we say, got a lot of offense, and he got a great splash off the top of one of the pods, and the pods got the shit kicked out of him tonight.
Yeah.
But again, Sheamus to get the pin. Sheamus at his moment where he kicked that through a pod. Broke kicked the pod
because Randy Orton unlocked it. When he was the final guy, everybody was down. Well, everybody was down, and he thought, it's the pick of the letter for Orton, but then he posed and was cocky, and then that allowed everybody to get up and surround him, and then he ran back into the pod, locked himself back in the pod, and Sheamus had a stare down. Sheamus broke kicked the pod that broke, and then he took him out, and then eventually, yes, Christian would pin Sheamus. Christian be pinned by Cena, was it? Right after? Or Brian? One of the guys. I think Brian with the knee, right?
Yeah, it was Brian with the knee right after.
Yeah.
But great move. People cheered him. Like, I think the crowd would have gotten behind him, even though he'd been a heel. I think they would have gotten behind him as the underdog if it wasn't the fact Daniel Bryan was in the match and they picked him.
Yeah.
So anyways, he goes out. So then you get Cesaro tapping out to John Cena.
Yeah, yeah.
Had some nice chain wrestling and counter moves. Inventive counter moves.
Counter after counter.
And John Cena a little bit out of position, but Cesaro carried him pretty well again. And then you had the Wyatts, like you say, they came out.
Got down to the three of Brian, Cena, and Orton, then they were staring off, and then all of a sudden, the lights went out. It was the Wyatts, or their little thing happened, and the lights went out, and they come back in. And the Wyatts were in the chamber.
The whole question was, how the hell did they get in there?
Yeah, then the door was not open. But anyway, they beat up Cena and Brian, left Brian, kind of threw him aside, but really then beat up John Cena and
Sister Abigail came.
Sister Abigail let Randy Orton.
Or Sisters Abigail then Kiss, as they started calling
Sister Abigail Kiss, yeah, whatever it was. And they left and let Randy Orton slither in, crawl in on his hands and pin Cena, then scramble back, and then it became Kane came out and gave the Wyatt shit for interfering. Told them all to go back, went up to the thing to check on Cena. Then Daniel Bryan unprovoked attacked Kane.
Not unprovoked, except for what happened on Monday.
Well, unprovoked in this match, attacked Kane. And then it became, people wondered a lot of things, and you wondered if we were going to get any debuts in the or returns at the Chamber, if they're going to save them all for Raw tomorrow.
Yeah.
And this is where we got our debut, because somehow it might have been when the lights went out and the Wyatts came in and they did the switcheroo, but Sting debuted in the Elimination Chamber under the guise of Daniel Bryan and was the stupid babyface. He took his eye off the prize and attacked Kane, allowing Randy Orton to hit him from behind on the RKO and win the match.
I mean, the storyline again, that he came into the thing hurt already, fought and clawed and fought and kicked out of one kill switch, kicked out of one RKO, you know, before finally, you know, like you say, he got slapped
before
by Kane as he was
losing.
Going up. And he lost. And the crowd was really into him. When he kicked out of that first RKO, like
yes,
you say, the crowd.
He had the crowd and the
best reaction
of
the night.
And I told you, this is how to kill a town.
I know it isn't, but, you know. After Orton gets the pin, I went to go take not a Russo.
Well, you say. I don't pay attention. I don't listen hard to the distance that you're running. From anyone, anywhere. I don't really hear if you're really there. I'm only hearing negative. No, 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 no.
Is that Lady Gaga?
You say? That's Lisa Loeb.
Oh.
It's like from 1995.
Oh.
2 years before wrestling was really good.
Yeah. And like 10 years before, after I stopped listening to music.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. Or showering.
Yeah. Once a year.
Mm. It's true. Let's
not on schedule.
Yeah.
Once a year.
It rains. And we go outside.
Yeah. I'm by fluke. I'm walking the dog.
Yeah.
But how's it sitting beside me?
I think that with this, the aftermath was that they showed about eight or nine fans in the crowd. And none of them gave a fuck.
No, it's not. I wouldn't say it's actually that they did give a fuck. I disagree. You're saying that they were just like, it was that they were like, oh fuck again, like because he got fucked by the authority again, you know, after four straight pay-per-views or whatever it was.
What they were looking for? They were looking for a Miz girl.
They were looking for a Miz girl.
And
that's
they found
true.
Nothing. And
I don't know. They showed
people.
A lot of people that looked like they were in shock and disappointment. They showed
yeah,
so many of them that I think this is exactly what they wanted.
Disappointment, like
I think this was the exact reaction they thought they were.
Yeah, well, I agree. I agree with you. And
this is exactly what they wanted.
Yes, and they're fucking retards. Oh yeah. Or
like I said, I'm starting to think he's running.
He lost it again. Huh. Yeah.
That's yeah, sure, good. And they'll be back, and they'll cheer, and you know what?
No, they won't. That's what I told you. That's how you kill a town. They showed eight people that won't be back again.
No, I disagree.
They'll run in 8 months in Minnesota.
He's the ultimate underdog, and as long as he's the ultimate underdog, he doesn't win, people will be into him. He's Ronnie Garvin. If he wins, people will not be into it. Like, I really do think at this point, the whole point is the crowd. I thought that they would have killed him when Randy Orton did his thing and all this shit. Like, we've talked about how this is going to kill his momentum. We talked about how, you know, how they killed his momentum when Kane and Triple H and Big Show and all these guys, and it didn't. And nothing's going to kill this guy's momentum as long as he's the underdog who doesn't win. Like, this is now his lot in life. And, hey, I mean, he's making a lot of money. He's getting a great spot. He's selling a lot of merchandise. This is, you know, it's perfect.
This is 2014 is what this is.
Normally, if you had done this to somebody, he would have been killed 3-4 months ago. In fact, he's still getting his reaction means that this continues to work. People continue to be into him, and I don't think that they're going to stop just because of this. I don't think this is killing the crowd. I don't think this is killing the town, like you say, because I do think that he's.
The air was so deflated out of that Minnesota crowd, and it just was like, and it wasn't again. There wasn't anybody booing or angry. It was just there.
Like when your hockey team or your local sports team loses that game 6 or game 7 in an overtime, and you just have that, you know, what can you do, you know, indignant resignation of just, you know, kind of throw your hands up in the air like, God damn.
What
it was.
Chris Benoit was the underdog and lost to Kurt Angle. And got a standing ovation for the effort that he put forth.
Mm-hmm.
That was people caring, going, you are the man, you'll get him next time. This is just...
And that's okay, because next time, we'll cheer for him next time, because he didn't win, and so there's still a reason to cheer for him, because he deserves it.
The whole thing is that it really doesn't matter.
No.
Because they're, again, I mean, we're talking in 10 hours from now, 9.5 hours from now, they're talking about all over the pay-per-view, and rightfully so, that the landscape of the industry changes.
It really does. This is coming up here when the network launch is, in the time that I've been following wrestling, one of the three biggest events.
In a world.
One of the first WrestleMania,
mm-hmm.
when WCW went out of business and Vince bought it, mm-hmm. and this is the third, this is up there. Now, these are the three biggest things, I think, in my time of watching.
Nitro as well.
The debut of Nitro?
Yes. The Monday Night Wars were definitely, yeah.
Well, I think I count that as being, you know.
WCW dying.
WCW, yeah, seriously, that's kind of the.
It was the best of times, it was the worst.
Yeah, exactly. But I think these are the biggest things in the history since I've been watching, biggest single events.
Really?
Because Nitro is kind of a growing thing.
I think the biggest thing since I've been watching is Virgil's cock.
No, Too Cold Scorpio's.
Too Cold? Scorpio?
Lance Storm.
That's right, Lance Storm. Mm-hmm. Although I hear Randy Orton is a pretty big dick.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, he's an asshole, actually.
Mm. Well, don't tell Darren Young. But you're right. With the advent of pay-per-view also now comes the advent of the network and the switch to how major events are watched.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's one of those times when you can speculate all you want, but we don't have the answers. We don't have any of the answers. We don't know how payouts will work. We don't know how the crowd will react. We don't know how it will affect ratings. We don't know how to affect pay-per-view buys. We don't know how it'll affect the bottom line. We don't know how it'll affect the booking. We don't, like, there's nothing. Like, you can speculate. We don't know. So it's actually a very interesting time to watch wrestling because the first time in years, we don't know. But not because we can't figure out
it's
the storylines, but because there's a real-life thing happening.
It's an interesting time to follow wrestling.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's an interesting time to watch wrestling.
Well, yeah, you're probably right because much like tonight where I'd say it was a lot of good storytelling, not necessarily a lot of good wrestling.
I think
because there's a different thing.
We got our 6 out of 10 pay-per-view, I think.
Yeah, 6.5 I'd probably give it. Like I say, really good storytelling, not great wrestling, but very strong storytelling, so it's a different thing. And that's kind of, like you say, not a good time to watch wrestling, but it's a good time to follow.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, the interesting part to watch in terms
the
of...
The business of wrestling is more important than the product of wrestling.
Yeah.
Or more interesting.
More interesting, and I think how the product reacts, or how they're able to tell with the product, and what's now going to be a driver. You know, when you could have pay-per-view buy rates and things like that, that you know was a major driver. Is this angle working?
We don't know again.
Exactly.
Everything's different.
Do you get enough people to buy a network for, you know, will people buy the network because they're interested now? The only way I can see this show is to buy the network. Fuck, I better go buy this network, you know, to watch this show. Will people do that? Maybe, but we don't know yet. And that's the, will people be interested enough to buy the network in the same way they're interested enough to order a pay-per-view.
And pay-per-views were
impulse. It's the same price.
Some pay-per-views were often an impulse buy.
Yeah.
Will the network be an impulse buy, or will pay-per-views continue to be the impulse buy and networks will be a base instead? Like, we don't know. We don't know.
But it's the same price, too, so that's the other thing, right?
And how about ratings? Will they, you know, be like Harley Race?
They'll move. I don't think ratings will be affected, to be quite honest, either way.
But also, you tie this in with things like the network change, or the networks themselves, the programming being available.
The TV deal.
Do you have something to say?
I think at WrestleMania, Randy Orton loses the belt to Batista.
Agreed.
And you see Batista and Randy Orton together, like, kind of like what Hulk Hogan did to Kevin Nash, and the finger poke of doom. Yeah, the finger poke of doom.
I don't think you do that at WrestleMania.
And Evolution comes back.
You might see a situation where Evolution.
I could actually see back. Evolution coming back. Surprisingly enough, yeah. I don't think it's 100% impossible.
That's
though true. I don't think you'll see the finger poke, but. just because they know that hurt WCW.
Are you kidding? As soon as you get a chance, as soon as Hunter gets a chance to beat the Wyatt and the Shield, you don't think he's just salivating at that?
Probably. They're over, pal.
They're over. How do I get in on this?
Yeah. Could be. But yeah, no, it's
that's actually we talked about the biggest thing, the smallest thing that I've seen in wrestling is Hunter's penis.
And Johnny H. Hey, should we do our Triple H Nose Joke of the Week?
No. No, it's not been a week.
Oh. Nose Joke of the
it's
Show?
The same week.
Please?
Hey, do you have a Hunter nose joke?
Hey! What do you say if you're on a park bunch with Hunter?
A park bunch?
Park bench.
Mark Pence?
You say, hey, Hunter,
how's the weather?
Is that your nose, or did a bus park on your face? That was the Triple H nose joke of the show.
When? We gonna have a Triple H nose joke?
Okay. Hey, Triple H, you must be a bird lover for offering them a perch like that to sit on.
And what did Hunter say?
It wasn't his penis.
Oh.
All right.
You know what, Hunter? You know what they said when they said, Hunter, where are you going with all this booking? You know what he said? Just follow my nose.
hey, Hunter.
Yes?
what happens when Hunter has an erection and runs into a brick wall? He breaks his nose.
Oh.
Okay, we gotta save some of these.
You know who asked him where they were going with the booking, and he said, "Just follow my nose."
Mm.
Darren Young.
Mm.
Root Loops.
Mm. All right. So that was the Triple H nose joke of the show.
Show.
All right.
Darren Young is gay. Sure.
No, he isn't.
What? He's an ass pirate.
What?
Hmm? Arr.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
So the Elimination Chamber, we said 6, 6.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Not worth a replay, but if you get
but
it
if you
free,
pay for it.
If, when you get the network, folks, and it's available in whatever it's going to be a month on delay, you know, sure, if you're bored, you want to watch it, what the fuck?
We could do worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. And they did do worse. They're battle ground and shit like that.
Oh, right? December to December.
Yeah. All right, last thing I just want to say, Jake Roberts.
Ruins my witty.
Has cancer.
Jake Roberts has cancer.
Yep. So best wishes to Jake Roberts. I'm sure he'll beat it.
Yeah.
He said it properly himself when he said, pray for the children who have this. Your best wishes to them. The snake will be fine. So that's probably good, though. He's going to be still at the – he's going for surgery. He's behind his knee. He's going in for surgery, I think, on Tuesday for the cyst behind his knee for the cancer cyst.
Yeah. Yeah, just behind the knee or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm sure he will be. Hopefully he will be fine. And he seems to have the positive, bright attitude.
Yeah.
And still be at the Hall of Fame. Probably good thing he wasn't in the Rumble.
Well, you know what he did? He went to a doctor in Colorado. So he's fine. That's why he prescribed something medicinal for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was an addict.
You like that one, B? You slap your knee. Knee slapper. Triple H. Should we do the Darren Young
nose joke
of the week?
Of the week. Week.
Show. Big. Yeah, that's it. Wake up the dog.
Yeah. Sleep all right. Time. Well, WeTalkWrestling.com is our website. At WeTalkWrestling.
With
on
peace
Twitter.
And love, we just want to say. Automatic going away. Current iTunes feed going away. 5 days, end of the month,
mm-hmm.
February. New iTunes feed coming very soon. You have to resubscribe.
Yeah.
Other than that, I am OUT. Finish up your plugs.
That's going to be the end of this month, isn't it? So that's like this week. So yeah. Like next week's show will be the last one on this current feed, and then you'll have to...
And even that will only be up for a little while.
Yeah, and then you'll have to resubscribe, I guess, on there, but... We'll give all the we'll be like Michael Cole and we'll give instructions about how to do that on the next show maybe. Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling.
Well, you'll be able to subscribe for anything and get an email alert also on the website, so do that.
Yeah, so just go to WeTalkWrestling.com. Everything will always still be there, so that's perfect. So, all right.
Actually.
Well, that's going
to
do it.
And you're already listening to us that way. We can tell by the numbers you're already starting to switch, so that's all great. Thank you.
Yes. So in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey, who was better tonight, me or B?
Oh, B by far.